Blog Talk Radio.
Hello! Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and prepare to be motivated, excited, and influenced. Without further ado, enjoy the show. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the show.
Well, hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the world wide web. We just appreciate you so much. Listen, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show airs every Tuesday at 6 p.m., same time, same place, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So to stay up to date on all of the phenomenal and wonderful interviews we have lined up just for you, visit my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com. Go there. You can listen to all of the past shows in the on-demand section and sign up for my email list. Yes, I can send you an email blast once a week so you know about all of the great interviews. We're so excited for the show that we have lined up for you today. So I know you all want to get this party started, and I will not delay. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And certainly our first segment is very motivational. My first guest is the president and founder of Tri-28 Academy, an organization poised to deliver ancient solutions for today's revolution for business, educational, and nonprofit institutions. His entrepreneurial efforts include being the president of Harvesting Ideas Incorporated, a distributor of his patent pop-out plate technology. The pop-out plate was sold in major retailers such as Walmart and Kohl's Department Store. It was featured in Gospel Today magazine. Certainly my guest is a crusader for purpose and destiny. He spends a lot of his time pioneering the purpose development industry through his Alphabet Soup seminars and workshops. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to bring to the mic right now, Mr. Donald Jenkins. Welcome to the show, Donald.
Thank you very much, and I am delighted to be a part of this very exciting program that you have here.
All right. Well, we're glad to have you, and we're going to jump right on in. So tell our listeners, let's start with your company. Tell our listeners a little bit about Tri-28 Academy.
Well, again, Tri-28 Academy is basically a corporate training and development company, and one of our focuses right now is the purpose development industry, and that's basically a term that the Lord gave me several years ago, and basically what's involved with purpose development is that we are mending spiritual breaches that will inspire a lifestyle change. So we spend a lot of our time basically pioneering what we call the purpose development industry through Alphabet seminars, Alphabet Soup seminars, and workshops.
Great, and I like that you make the distinction that this is purpose development as opposed to a lot of times people have said, I'm working on my personal development, but certainly purpose is your main key there.
Exactly, and you know, I've been able to, through the teaching of Alphabet Soup, distinguish the difference between the two, between personal development and purpose development. And again, purpose development is exactly mending those spiritual breaches that will inspire the lifestyle change. And it's that missing element that we need in personal development. You know, I always say it like this, is that personal development without purpose development is like a dynamite without fuse.
Wow.
You have a lot of noise, but you don't have the explosive effect to really cause the results that you're looking for.
Oh,
and that's what we do, is really focus on adding a little bit more dimension to purpose, as for divine purpose for your life, to take you to that dimension that you need to get the results that you're looking for in the personal development that we have all across the globe right now.
Wow. And so you all certainly offer seminars. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
And how can someone participate in one of your upcoming seminars?
Basically, we have them, from just different cities across the country, and they can also contact my organization through the website of handleonpurpose.com. That's www.handleonpurpose.com. And there is a calendar on that website in which we keep track of all the different seminars that's going to be taking place across the country.
All right. And you also have the Alphabet Soup program that is available. You've got workbooks and three DVDs and three CDs that people can also purchase from your website, right?
Exactly. And basically the instructions that we're giving individuals in regards to purchasing that material is that if anyone is interested in having that material, to contact us through that website contact, which is donald@handleonpurpose.com. Because we're still working on the e-commerce piece, and if there's any interest there, we can also take care of those orders there as well.
Great. So if someone walked up to you on the street and said, well, what exactly is Alphabet Soup? You know, how else would you describe it? How would you try to explain it to that person?
Well, you know, I always like to, talk about things that resonate in their heart. And one of the things that I know that will resonate in people's heart right now is the purpose-driven life. And that was a very popular teaching that was that really hit the globe a few years ago and made an impact in a lot of our lives. And, I'm not trying to toot my own horn here, but one of the things that I really like to say in regards to Alphabet Soup and that particular area of purpose is that Alphabet Soup is basically purpose on steroids.
All right.
It really brings you to a dimension of divine purpose. That really add more dimension and purpose to your life, because one of the things I always like to distinguish of that is that there's a difference between your assigned purpose and your divine purpose. And what Alphabet Soup really captures, it captures the purpose of God from the standpoint of those Hebrew letters that are actually talked about in Psalms 119. And we basically look at those as divine codes of purpose. In other words, like a blueprint, a DNA that God have called us to live by that will add more purpose and dimension to our life.
Outstanding. I love a quote that you have on your website, and I quote, if you are not actively involved in developing yourself in divine purpose, you are passively involved in robbing yourself of divine potential. I think that is so powerful and so many nuggets in that. You want to share a little bit more about that?
Yes, ma'am, and I am delighted that you noticed that, because that is one of the most important keys to the program that we have in relation to Alphabet Soup. And again, it is an entire program. And from my studies of Alphabet Soup and the Hebrew letters for the last several years, is that everyone should be on what I call a purpose development program.
Okay.
And if you're not actively involved in developing yourself in divine purpose, you're basically becoming a victim. You're becoming the assailant and victim of your own robbery here, because the way that God orchestrated everything and the way he created us is that he basically put us down here to really develop and grow into the purposes that we are called to function in. And so many times in the body of Christ, especially with Christians across the country, is that, you know, we're going to the church and we'll shout the wall down, but yet at the same time, we don't spend the time necessary that we need to develop ourselves.
Right.
And that's why we call this purpose development, because it really puts you in the process and gives you the necessary tools to develop yourself so that you can function, watch this, Javette, as kings in the earth and not as animals. Because one of the things that I found out, you know, in speaking to people all over the country is the fact that many times because we don't develop ourselves in divine purpose, the only other option that we have is to behave like animals in the animal kingdom.
Wow.
And that's what divine purpose distinguished from, you know, as far as all the other teaching, is that it gives you codes of purpose so that you can function in the class of kings and priests in the earth. And it's been the missing element that we needed, you know, throughout the entire body of Christ.
Oh, right. And I love one of the features of the program you reference is kingdom confidence. So I love what's the notion of kingdom confidence?
Kingdom Confidence was actually revealed to me in a very low transition of my life, because I had been attacked in so many different areas of business, ministry, and relationships, where my confidence in the kingdom of God was very low at that time. And I knew that I needed to have my confidence restored. And one of the things that the Lord revealed to me in meeting a guy, a gentleman by the name of Dr. Miles Monroe, mm-hmm. was the fact that I needed my confidence restored in the kingdom of God. In other words, I needed the kingdom of God to become more of a reality to me.
Wow.
And I wanted the Lord to define that for me, Charvette,
mm-hmm.
because without understanding, the enemy can come in and rob us of everything that God has freely given us. So here's what the Lord showed me. He said that kingdom confidence is someone who stands as an instrument of divine purpose. And as a result of that, they carry the sense of victory. In other words, when someone come around you,
mm-hmm.
you should have the sense of victory in every area of your life. And it also says this, is that we should also have the initiative and the persistence to be able to translate every thought, whether it be positive or negative, into positive actions.
Mm,
in other words, I'm sorry?
Yes, I said fantastic.
In other words, it's going to put me in that class of a king again. You know, there again, we're distinguishing the difference between the kingdom of God and acting like mere animals in the earth. And, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was actually in a prison this morning teaching the same program to some inmates. And we had one gentleman in there who basically, I'm not going to mention any names, basically
right.
was responsible for some major murders in his area.
Wow.
And just simply going through this program and understanding the difference between kingdom confidence and religion, this gentleman, being one of the hardest criminals in this institution,
mm-hmm.
gave his life to the Lord, made a complete transformation right there, because his eyes was open as to how he can have kingdom confidence in his life.
Phenomenal.
So,
what
tremendous.
Better testament, right?
Exactly.
Phenomenal. All right, listeners, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web, and I am interviewing Mr. Donald Jenkins. We're so excited to talk to him about Alphabet Soup and just the purpose development industry and all of that. So tell us, Donald, for those entrepreneurs that may be listening, or those that are endeavoring to be entrepreneurs, what type of advice would you give a new entrepreneur?
Here's a great piece that I learned from a good rabbi friend of mine out of Seattle, Washington. And he basically teaches the important relationship between the tribe of Zebulun and the tribe of Issachar. And I'm going to explain that real shortly here. There's a scripture in Deuteronomy 33:18 where Moses was beginning to bless the tribes, and he blessed two tribes, and those tribes were the tribe of Zebulun and the tribe of Issachar. And here's what he said. He said, "Rejoice, Zebulun, because Issachar is in your tent." And Issachar, from a Jewish perspective, from a Jewish understanding,
mm-hmm.
was basically the tribe of entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And Zebulun was the tribe of the word of God. They knew the timing and they knew the season. So my word to every aspiring entrepreneur, and I tell every aspiring entrepreneur the same thing that I'm telling the listeners today, is that you need to have the wisdom of God, the understanding of God, the purpose of God,
and
all the things that God will add to your endeavor. You really need to incorporate that in every endeavor that you're doing in the creative arena as far as creating economic enterprise. So make sure that that relationship right there is definitely solid, because my thing is this, is the fact that, you know, once we establish that relationship, then God has the resources to bring about all the creative ideas, all the solutions that we need, that we're going to run into in our business endeavors. So having that relationship intact certainly serves an aspiring entrepreneur to their benefit. So it's a great asset if they can really understand that relationship between those two tribes.
All right. Outstanding. So give our listeners your contact information one more time.
Again, you can reach me by telephone at 423-304-9000. 3386, or you can get more information about Ambassadors of Purpose and Alphabet Soup by visiting our website at www.handleonpurpose.com. And you can also contact us via email at donald@handleonpurpose.com.
All right. To wrap up the show, the goal that I have for the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And, Donald, what motivates you?
What motivates me is really discovering divine purpose for my life. I really realize that that God had put me in a position to become an ambassador of purpose. Mm-hmm. And one of my main goals is, as I contact people across the country, is that God have called me to really unlock the potential of God that's hidden on the inside of everyone that we come in contact with. And that really drives me, Shabbat, because I know that there's something inside of every individual, regardless of what their background is, that will really ignite potential on the inside of them and cause them to do some great things for the kingdom of God.
All right. Well, we certainly applaud you for your efforts and have enjoyed talking to you today, and we look for bigger and greater and bigger things coming from you.
I certainly appreciate you having me on the show, and thank you very much.
All right. You are quite welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be back to the second half of our show, where we're going to talk to Richmond's own Lisa Wright, who is one of the contestants for BET's Sunday Best. She's coming up. She was in the Washington, D.C. auditions, and I'm telling you, we're going to talk to her and hear her outstanding and phenomenal story. We will be right back.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at mitchell-productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
What's up, fam? This is your boy Sean Harden, and you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Keep it locked.
The Professional Black Woman, where women are serious about success. We're professionals and experts in our field, and we value networking and relationships. So join us at theprofessionalblackwoman.com, where success is inevitable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And again, we're so excited to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. We're going to jump right into our second segment because I do have my special guest waiting in the virtual green room, and we are going to bring her to the mic right now. Lisa Wright, you are live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're so glad to have you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. So we want to talk to you. Ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you a little bit. Lisa Wright was born and raised in Emporia, Virginia. We give a big shout out to all of our friends in Emporia. Jeanette Mason, hey, I'm shouting you out. I know you're about to fall out of your chair if you're listening right now. We give a big shout out to you. Lisa resides now in Richmond, Virginia, and she's certainly a songbird, and she, oh my goodness, is a miracle, living miracle and a living testimony of how the Lord can work things out in your life if you only trust him. She recently placed in the Washington, D.C. auditions for this second season of BET's Sunday Best, and we're going to talk to her about that audition. Again, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So tell our listeners, when did you first start singing?
I first started singing at a very young age. I can remember singing on the front porch with my grandfather and, you know, with a lot of siblings. You play in church, so you're singing then, and also in the junior choir at my church.
Okay, great. So at a young age, you kind of picked up your and honed your singing skills.
Yes.
Okay. Who would you say are your musical influences?
My musical influences, I'd say, would be Patti LaBelle, because I always look at her as an idol to me, and just love her personality and how she sings, and always said I want to be like Patti LaBelle.
All right.
Also, Minister Earl Bynum, because he made me realize at an early age that I did have a talent for singing, and he enhanced my singing as a teenager and doing different workshops and concerts with us.
Great. We give him a big shout out. He does a lot of work with the Gospel Music Workshop in the Virginia and Hampton Roads area. So shout out to him. All right. So tell our listeners, you have a very amazing story, I'll say. Tell our listeners about the car accident you were in as a child.
Yes, they call me a miracle child. When I was 7 years old, I was in a car accident riding my bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
I was crossing the street from my mom's house to go to my grandmother's house, and a car hit me on my bicycle. And due to the extent of the damage, they had to amputate my right leg. But I can tell you that it hasn't stopped me. I have continued to go on, and being the miracle that I am, I know I am deeply rooted in Christ, and I do everything I can to stay in Christ and let people know that through Christ you can do all things.
All right, and haven't missed a beat yet. How about that?
No, I haven't.
All right. So tell us, what was your motivation for trying out for a BET Sunday Best competition?
My motivation was my siblings, because they asked me why I didn't do it last year. And I told them, well, I wasn't really into all the auditions and the competition stuff. But then I realized if God has blessed you with a talent, you need to use it and share it with the world. So this year they started asking me about it, and I told them that I was going to try out and see what happens.
All right, so you got to give us the inside scoop. Tell us all about the audition in Washington, D.C. So, like, what kind of happened from beginning to end?
Okay, I was in Washington, D.C. at the BET Studios.
Okay.
I went in on Saturday, and I made it through the first round. You go in with 10 different people that you audition with.
Okay.
And they pick 3 out of the 10 to go on to the next level. So I made it through the first round, and then after that, I had to go back in for a second round later on that afternoon.
Okay.
And then when I made it through to the second round, then they told you that after the second round, you would be staying with them for a while and doing more auditions. So then I had to come back the next day, which would be that Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And then I did an audition on that Sunday, and it was 2 rounds of auditions for me that day. And I did the 3rd audition in the morning.
Wow.
And then that evening I did the 2nd part of my audition. And when I did the 2nd part, that would be my 4th audition.
Wow.
And it was in front of Mary Mary and B.B. Wine, and that was when they did the recording.
Wow. So let me back up a minute.
Okay.
So for all of these auditions you are singing, do you get to select which song you want to sing? Are they giving you songs?
When you first audition, they give you a list of songs. It's about 9 songs that you could choose from.
Okay.
And I did Yes, Jesus Loves Me, because I figured everybody else was probably going to be singing His Eyes on the Sparrow and Amazing Grace.
Okay.
But it was like 9 different songs that you could choose from. And I did an arrangement that I had worked on for like a week or so of Yes, Jesus Loves Me.
Okay, great. And so the final audition where you're in front of Mary Mary and B.B. Winers now, did you know that they were going to be, you know, there listening to this audition, or were you like about to fall out or pass out when you saw them?
Well, I had seen them come in that morning, so I
figured
sometime during the day some people would probably be auditioning in front of them.
Okay.
But I had no idea that I would be one of them,
because
when we first started out, it was about, I guess, about 3,000 people there.
3,000?
Yes, it was a lot of people.
My goodness.
And I ended up in the top 60 from the 3,000.
Outstanding. Well, we certainly applaud you, and we give you big shout-out for representing Richmond, Virginia. We are just so excited that you had the opportunity to have that experience and to tell our listeners about the BET Sunday Best Auditions in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
So you said the 4th audition where you're in front of B.B. and Mary Mary, and they're actually taping. So do you think that will make it to the show?
I'm not sure if that will make it to the show, but the whole time I was there, they were recording my story of how I lost my leg and how I made it to the BET studio to do the Sunday's Best and about where I was from and everything. So she told me that all of that is going to be aired during the time that they're going to be showing the Sunday's Best shows on Sundays.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that. God will just make you center stage, right?
Yes, he will.
He'll
yes.
make you center stage. Well, we
what
are
God
so excited.
God has for you.
Yes, is for you. So yeah. after that last audition, kind of what did they tell you? What were the next steps?
After the last audition that I had with BB and Mary, that's when they told me that I had a good voice and a beautiful voice, but it really wasn't what they were looking for.
Okay.
So that was the end of the competition for me with that stage of it. And some people from that stage on were going to be going to Atlanta to audition to move on.
Oh, right.
Yes.
So I'm telling you, that is certainly, just to have gone through that whole entire experience is just phenomenal. We continue to applaud you, and we'll look for that segment where they air your story.
Thank you.
We are so glad to have that opportunity to talk to you about that. So do you have any shout-outs you want to give to any friends? Well, you're live and on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to my mother, who always supports me, and to my brothers and sisters who always push me to take on new challenges, and to my nieces and nephews who are my best PR people in the world, and to my church family at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in the Mass Choir there in Emporia, Virginia.
Great. Well, again, we're glad to have you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And as we wrap up, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And tell us, what motivates Lisa Wright?
What motivates me is knowing that each day I can get up, I can dress myself, I can put on my clothes, I can start my day, I can go to a job, I can move around and do everything for myself, even with a disability. I don't have to depend on anybody but the man upstairs.
All right. I hear that. Well, we thank you so much again for being a living testimony and a living miracle of how the Lord can work things out in your favor, and we thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're so glad, again, to have all of our listeners from all across the World Wide Web. Listen, we are just lining up some phenomenal shows and interviews that are coming up. You are just going to be tickled pink. We have Kimberla Lawson Roby, who will be coming up in 2 weeks. She is a New York Times bestselling author. She's going to be in Richmond for an event, and she is by far my favorite author. And I'm telling you, I'm not just saying that because I'm interviewing her, because I interview a lot of authors, but I have read most of her books, and I'm just excited to have her coming on the show. We want to remind you that you can go back and listen to our on-demand segments. So if you just tuned in and you're just a new listener and you're like, oh, man, these shows are great, I want to hear some more, no problem. You can go to my official website, which is www.mitchell-productions.com. Again, that's www.mitchell-productions.com, and there is a featured show section. You can listen to on-demand shows. There's also a section where you can listen to all past shows, and you can join my email list. If you are an iPod listener, an iPod user, you can have the show automatically downloaded to your iPod for free. All you have to do is go to the iTunes store and search for Charvette, that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E, and click on subscribe, and you can have the show automatically downloaded to your iPod. Hey, if you are in the Richmond, Virginia area, you got to come out and meet me. I'm going to be at the Praise 104.7 Transformation Expo, which is going to be Saturday, March 14th. I'm so excited to have a table. You got to stop by and holler at a sister. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio. Listen, the Transformation Expo is going to be off the chain. It's going to be hot March 14th, and it's going to feature Yolanda Adams and Donnie McClurklin. So you know that's going to be the bomb. So, again, I thank you so much for tuning in. This wraps up another edition of the show. We'll be back on air next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same time, same place, Richmond, Virginia. We love you. Peace and love.